KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Anthony Valadez, and I'm here with Joe Mantegna. The Tony Award winner and three-time Emmy nominee has starred in the hit police drama Criminal Minds for nearly 10 years and has directed several episodes of the series. He is also a famed voice actor who you've heard as the voice of Fat Tony on The Simpsons, as well as many others. We are thrilled to have him here today to talk about some of the songs that have inspired him as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Hey, Joe, welcome.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. What are we going to start with?
Well, you know, music always has been a real important part of my life. So I had to think back to, well, when did I first really start getting into, like, buying my own records and doing stuff like that, you know? And it took me back to, I think I was in about eighth grade or, you know, maybe freshman in high school. And I would go out and, you know, buy the little 45s. And I distinctly remember going to buy this one record, this 45, among a few others that I bought at that time. And what was great is that years later I was able to meet the woman who wrote the song and be able to go up to her and say, you know what, I think you wrote the very first 45 that I ever bought. And it was a song that I loved and to this day I think is one of the greatest, like, rock and roll type songs of its time and of any time. And that's, you know, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow from the Shirelles.
Was Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. Joe, I see a classic next. I Left My Heart in San Francisco by Tony Bennett. Talk about this one.
Now, again, this has becomes an evolution for me because here's this song, which is the signature song for Tony Bennett. As my taste started to develop a little more, as I got a little older and I was a teenager and then a young man, and I couldn't help but listening to a lot of the music that my parents would play. And while I love Sinatra, Tony Bennett, was there something particular about him that I also liked very, very much? And I would say to myself, I thought, well, Sinatra's a great singer. He's a great crooner. But this guy, Tony Bennett, he's got another thing going.
To my city by the bay, I left my heart in San Francisco.
And then what ultimately happened is, years later, I got to meet him. I was doing the play Glengarry Glen Ross on Broadway in 1984. And one of the other actors in the show happened to be dating a girl who was the daughter of a woman that Tony Bennett was dating.
Wow.
And he happened to bring this up in conversation and say, hey, you never guess who I double dated with last night, Tony Bennett and his girlfriend. And I was like, Tony Bennett, really? You know him? He goes, yeah. He says, he even wants to come see the play. I says, hey, look, I'll give him my house seats. He can sit third row center if you invite him to the play. Well, to make a long story short, he invited him to the play. Tony came to the play. This was in 1984. He's been a dear friend of mine ever since. So here's one of those instances where somebody existed in my life as a kind of an idol, as a child, and some of this mythical person. And so if I had to pick one song to personify Tony Bennett, of course it has to be that song. It's a song that he wrote his name in huge letters all over it. And there may be millions of other versions of it, but there's really only one version of I Left My Heart in San Francisco. And that's Tony Bennett, ladies and gentlemen. That's right.
And when D.C. when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden sun.
That was I Left My Heart in San Francisco by Tony Bennett, selected by Joe Mantegna, part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. You know, I'm having so much fun talking music with you. I'm excited to hear your next pick.
Well, we go back again past my teenage years. Now I'm a young man. I've decided acting is a thing I kind of want to do. And I'd heard that they were going to be doing tryouts for this new huge Broadway musical that was the talk of the time. You know, this was 1969. So I was just going to turn like 21 that year, actually. And I thought, well, I had done musicals. That's what I had done in high school and junior college. And I always thought musical comedy might be my way of getting in the door, because I was also, it was in a rock band for 5 years. Music was a big part of my life early in my career. So I said, I'm going to try out for this play. And I was the last person picked to be cast in that show, which became my first professional job. And that was the play Hair, which was such a big deal back then. So I had hair down to my shoulders. I mean, that was my MO back in those days.
Okay.
So the songs, as I tried to think, well, what, you know, there's a whole Hair album that I would listen to. But I think of, there was that one version that the Fifth Dimension did where they combined two of the songs from the show, which was Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In. And that's when my wife and I got together. My wife and I have been together for over 40, well, through the math, from 1969 to now, so 45 plus years. So we've been together that long because we were both in that play together, Hair. So the music of Hair resonates with me for a lot of reasons. So that song, you know, Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In by the Fifth Dimension, whenever I hear it, it certainly gets my attention.
That was Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In by the Fifth Dimension as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. What's next?
Well, there was a time in the right at between high school and junior college and right in there when I had to do a project for the English class. And it says, do something that pertains to English culture. A couple of us, we said, well, let's put together a little kind of a goofy little band and we'll do a Beatles song and we'll say, this is British English culture. It's the Beatles. They're the newest thing. Little did we know, just by doing this little number in class, which we actually did fairly well, I guess, the kids really responded. They thought, these guys are great. You guys, you know, you sound terrific. So we decided to take it seriously and we started learning a couple songs. We got together, we started this band, and so we called ourselves the Apocryphals. And we were actually, we turned into a fairly decent band. We played in the Chicago area from about 1965 through 69. But one of the bands we would tour with was a group called the Missing Links. And the Missing Links were a great bunch of guys, and they were wonderful musicians. Well, needless to say, they changed the name from the Missing Links. They changed it to another name. They came out with an album about 2 years later. That album and the name of the group was the Chicago Transit Authority. They came out with that first album, and that's when I heard that album, that's when I realized, you know what, maybe I should go into the theater, go into the acting end, because this was this brilliant album. These were our good friends who had created this super group, came out with this wonderful album, and, you know, the rest is history. To this day, they are among my closest friends in the world. I see them play every year, and Chicago will always have a special place in my heart.
That was questions 67 and 68 by Joe Mantegna's good friends, Chicago. I'm looking at this list and I see a name that's very familiar. What's up with this one?
I have two daughters. My oldest daughter has autism, my daughter Mia. And so she was always the one that we always, of course, had a lot of concern about, because we were always wondering, you know, she's going to be limited in things she can do and things like that. So we're always very attentive about her, what she was doing. And it's that syndrome of the second child syndrome, where maybe the second one is not getting quite the attention that first one is, and especially in this case because the first one has special needs. So I remember they were going to do this play Annie at the local school for the district, And my daughter, Mia, the one with the autism, wanted to try out for it. And we thought, oh, this is wonderful. And we'll even let your little sister go along to try out with you, just so you have a companion. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking, because Mia liked to sing. Well, to cut to the chase, they come home from the audition, and Mia's all excited. She says, I'm in the chorus. I get to play one of the girls. And we're just over the moon. And we said, so how did it go, Gia? And she said, oh, great, I'm in the play too. I'm Annie. So she had gotten the lead. She was going to play Annie. And we were at this point, we're like, well, you know, we'd hear Gia singing around the house, but we didn't really think she had a real interest in it because she wasn't pushing it. Well, we went and saw the play, knocking our socks off, just killed it. She is now recording. And when I heard this particular song, I thought, oh, this is just, you know, I don't think I'm kidding myself when I hear it and say I would like this song, whether it was my kid or anybody's kid. This is just a great song, and she's got a great voice. So anyway, the circle has completed itself. This is my daughter, Gia Montagna, singing her latest release, I Won't Wait.
Change has been so unkind. It's a cruel twist of fate.
That was I Won't Wait by Gia Montagna and Michael Raphael. Selected by Joe Montagna, the rock and roll dad. I really appreciate you hanging out and talking music with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs, go online at kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast page through iTunes.